Today, what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about the mission of the district. And after we talk about the mission, I'm also going to talk about our celebrations that we've had in the past year, because to me, that's an important component of what goes on in our district. Our student demographics, I'm briefly going to touch on, and then our academic achievements and where I feel the future of our district is going to go. There are different things that I want you to remember about the mission of our school district. The mission has not changed significantly. In fact, this mission statement has been around for at least 15 years. And we have revisited it, but we come back to it still means the same thing. The important parts of this statement I want you to pick out. All students, not some students, not the students that come to us that have advantages, but all students that live in the Clinton community. The next part, it talks about having a high-class curriculum. And we do, and we have been noted for that. We've been noted for that for quite a while. And then finally, having an engaging and caring community. That we have people in our community, all of our people, that care about kids. Because it's through all of us, it does take a village to raise a child. And through that, I do believe we will have a better future for our community. All right, right now, this is just a one-minute video that was done to promote Clinton Middle School. That video was done by Estes Corporation for us. It was done this past August. Our middle school continues to be the standard for middle schools, not just in the state of Iowa, but in the region, and we get lots of hits on that. This video itself can be seen on our website. We will be having another video that will be coming out, and it will be on the city's website that we have done in conjunction with a group that they have engaged. Isn't this wonderful? Those of you that came to the opening of the Roosevelt Apartments last week, there's the side-by-side comparison of when it opened, and then just from this past August that picture was taken. And when you went inside, you still had all of the charm of the building and could feel the people who came before us and went through there. So if you haven't had the opportunity, I would tell you to go and see it, because there's nothing like living that building over again. The Pepple passed, and the school district has all of you to thank for that. Appreciate it so much that you took the time to go and to vote, and to also have your constituency, your family, your friends, and talk to them about that, because we passed it at 79%, and that's amazing to me that it was almost an 80% approval. But it shows the importance of supporting all of our new buildings and all of the new structures that we have in place, and that people in Clinton truly do value the education that their kids are getting. Last year, three of our school board members were recognized by the Iowa School Board Association for their continuing education and their continuing advocacy and support of our school district and students in the state of Iowa. And so they received that award last year at the convention. Our chief financial officer, Cindy McAleer, was named State Business Official of the Year in the state of Iowa. And with that, she was able to, one of the things that she received is she received money from the organization that she belongs to, and then she was able to give two scholarships to two seniors last spring with the award that she received. Clinton High School received its third Gold Seal Award, and what this does is it basically points to that we give many different opportunities in concurrent PSEO and AP courses, and the number of students who take all of those courses. That's a big part of this. We also are in the top 50 AP schools in the state of Iowa as well. This past summer, two of our schools were named Model PLC Schools. To understand what this means is PLC stands for Professional Learning Communities. Professional Learning Communities is how we go about doing business here in the district. We believe that we are better together than we are separately, and that teachers should not be in isolation, but they should be together. And this model PLC school is the gold standard. So if you think about it, in your organization, you all have different gold standards for if you're doing something really well and people recognize what you're doing. So this was a really big deal. Also, our high school received an award for having one of the outstanding student councils in the United States. That's what that award way over on your left side means, that thing. And then you understand also that last year that Whittier was named a Blue Ribbon School. Now, it becomes a little bit more important when we talk about we became a model PLC district. This group that gave us this award, which is called Solution Tree, is an international company. They operate on 5 continents in 13 different countries they have site offices in, from Saudi Arabia to China to Singapore to Australia to the United States, Canada, Mexico. This is a big deal. We are one of, yesterday I counted, 27 model PLC districts in the world. And last year, we were the only model PLC, or this year, we've been the only model PLC district that this has been given to. So this was a big deal. We had lots of visitors in our district as well. In fact, 2 of them are right here. We have Representative Wolf and Senator Hart, who kindly came again today, but they make their presence quite known on our district, and we're very happy about that. We also had down here, we have Director Wise, and Director Wise is the Director of Education, and we've been very fortunate to have, in the past 3 years, all the different directors of education, there have been 3 of them, have come. Above that is the Iowa Teacher of the Year, who is here, and we've been able to host the last 3 Iowa Teachers of the Year. Last summer, David Johnson, who's one of our alumni, came and visited, and there is him and Mr. Camp. In the middle, Senator Ernst came last spring, spent a little bit of time with some school board members and myself, and also spent time talking to our students. Iowa Public Television came, and they did a special documentary on our tennis team at Clinton High School and the success they've had there for many years. Then also, if you remember correctly, we had the reigning Miss Iowa, Taylor Weavers, and Taylor is also an alumni of Clinton High School. And then we hosted the Iowa Supreme Court last spring at Clinton High School. So lots of really good things. And then we have Devin Douglas, and Devin is now officially a member of the Harlem Globetrotters. And I do want to point out that, you know, both Devin and David and Taylor, they came from families where they were the first to go to college. That was not even something in their wheelhouse. And look how far they've come in such a short amount of time. And so the school district did have something to do with that, because it wasn't just the teachers, that wasn't it. It was the family that surrounds these kids. So it's the family within school, it's the family within Clinton. That's what helped. We also had some presidential hopefuls that came to Clinton. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next 2 weeks, folks. But I will tell you that both of these campaigns paid their bills, because obviously when they rent our facilities, they have to pay our bills. We also entertained a couple other ones, but we had one that still hasn't paid his bill yet, but he didn't make it this far, so we'll keep billing him with that until the time. And no, it wasn't Bernie. It was actually Jeb Bush. So, but to have our facilities being shown in this type of manner was thrilling for us. But I'll tell you, dealing with the Secret Service and my administrators that did deal with the Secret Service, for some of it, it was such an ongoing process. It was a very learning process for us. But I will tell you that the Secret Service told us that we have the most secure schools that they have ever seen. So that made me feel great about that, because we have worked at that. And our local police department, as well as all of our other agencies that we work with. But between Homeland Security and the Secret Service, yep, if you want to be safe, if the zombie apocalypse happens, you go to one of our buildings, folks. Unfortunately, we also found out this fall, less than a month ago, that we're down 65 students. And obviously, that's not the news that we wanted to hear, because that means that we have to try to find that money somewhere, because it's up to us to have a balanced budget. You know, we live in difficult times, and we're going to have to make some decisions here. And by the time that we get to, you know, the end of January, first part of February, we'll have a plan in place to go forward. We are at a much better place now than we were 2 years ago, simply because of the planning that our board has done in making sure that we righted the ship. After we had gone through the embezzlement several years ago, it took some time to get us back into the place where we are now. So we are definitely moving forward. This is something that we will be able to withstand, and this will not affect how we do business in the future. So what about our kids? Because our kids are a microcosm of our community. And when we look at that, our free and reduced rate is about 63%, and that was last November. Now, if you would look right now, in October of this year, we're at about 60%. So we're fluctuating just a little bit, but we've stabilized a little bit since it really hasn't changed a whole lot in the last 5 years as far as our free and reduced rate. Our ethnicity is 25%, so one out of every four children is not Caucasian. And it's pretty interesting, between about 8 to 9%, give or take, our three largest ethnicities other than Caucasian would be African American, Hispanic, and two or more races. So, and people don't typically think about that, but the two or more races, folks, is gonna be the one that's gonna take everything. So as we move forward, as I've stated before, this is the only slide that you're gonna see about this. You're not gonna see comparisons to the districts around us and everything else, because in the end, it just doesn't matter. These are all of our kids, and we need to work for them. So how do we know that students are learning? Well, we have some different things. First of all, we have our graduation rate. And we hoped that our graduation rate was going to be higher this past year than it was before. It wasn't. It's really a convoluted way that they measure this. You know, if you're a freshman, they measure it past the freshmen that enter Clinton High School this year and then when they're seniors. Now, if they move away and we don't know where they moved and we can't verify that they're in school, then they're qualified as a dropout. And so that happens. If they drop out, come back, and drop out again, then guess what? They're counted twice. So there are different things that go on with that. There are different things that I will tell you, though. This year, we graduated 20 more kids than we graduated the year before. So we know that things are righted in the right way. We also know that our five-year graduation rate is the highest it's ever been, at 88%. So the trend line is going up in that regard. So those are different things that we look at with this. I will tell you that we also had this past year the highest ACT that we've ever had for an average for a graduating class. So we also have that going for us. And then the other thing that people don't talk about very, very much is that we do not have an alternative school here in Clinton. And if you go to almost any school district in the state of Iowa, you will see that they have a separate facility for at-risk kids, kids who struggle. What we choose to do, and here's the big thing, we choose to educate all of our kids on our campuses and to be able to individualize what they need. Because the bottom line is the majority of those at-risk kids are gonna stay right here in our community, and we need to make sure that they are going to be successful in leading lives after high school. And so it was really important when we did make that decision to close our alternative school so that we could support them. So I guess the important thing about this is I wanted you to understand those kids no longer are dropping out. Because at the high point, there were 150 kids that attended our alternative school, and less than 30% of them graduated from high school. So something had to be done with that, and it was. The other assessments that are going on, the state of Iowa is in flux right now, and I'm sure that you've heard about this. The big thing is right now the state of Iowa, or the Department of Ed, has decided that we are going to smarter balance, or I should say the Board of Directors for the Department of Ed has decided that. However, I still think that is kind of up for grabs maybe a little bit at the state legislature, because when I was at a state meeting, you have to, according to the new ESSA, or the new No Child Left Behind, which was rewritten last November, you have to assess kids in grades 3 through 11, all right? And in reading, math, and in science. Well, the state decided to go with the Smarter Balance, but it doesn't have a science component, so then we have to do the Aspire test. We were told at a meeting that the Smarter Balance test was going to be $29 a kid. All right? $29 a kid is over $10 million a year just for that one test. And then you also have the science test on top of it. My fear is that they're going to push that off on each district to do, because I don't know how our state's going to be able to afford over $10 million a year in state assessments. So I still think that there's something yet to come with that, because the state already pays for the FAST assessments for all of us, and that's a little bit more than $1 million a year. And that's for the third grade retention law. So that's looking at reading scores in kindergarten through fifth grade. So, like I said, I still think that's yet to be determined, and if you feel strongly about it, we have Representative Wolf here and Senator Hart here who might want to listen to those things. Yep. These are the scores from this past year, and just to point out some different things, starting over there, we have the average for the Clinton schools, and then each of our elementaries, Whittier, Eagle Heights, Jefferson, and Bluff, and then underneath, Burlington, Davenport, Muscatine, Maquoketa, Bettendorf, Comanche, Dubuque, Northeast, DeWitt, North Scott, Pleasant Valley. And if you can follow all of those bars, we're doing pretty well, folks, in comparison to all of those. So, you know, everybody who says, I want to go to here because they're so much academically better, well, they're wrong, because it's not true. So what do these other lines mean? Well, the blue lines, the three blue lines stand for, the top blue line is the average in the state of Iowa for reading. The middle blue line is those with free and reduced, and the bottom one down here are children that have IEPs. Now for us, the yellow line that's up there are our children that are free and reduced, and then the pink line is those children that have IEPs. And I want you to notice that our children that have IEPs, you know, are basically performing at the same level as one of the other school districts in our area. So that's pretty incredible to think about that. And then we've always had a strong showing from our kids that are free and reduced, because remember, it just doesn't make any difference. So these are the reading scores. And here are the math scores. Same thing as far as the lines go with that. I will tell you that today what we're trying to do is we're trying to record this today so this can go on our website. The slides and everything will be on the website underneath the superintendent's tab. So if you want any of this information, it will be available. It's really a big file, though, so if you want it yourself, you're going to have to bring me a jump drive or something, because the pictures are incredibly large files. So I don't know if you have any questions over these last two slides. I'd be more than try to answer them if something came up with that, because it's a lot of information at a glance. The one thing that if you take away, our fourth graders are doing well, okay? And we're doing well all the way through. That's what I'm trying to make a point of right now. We start out strong, we end strong. And anybody who tells you otherwise, you tell them they can come talk to me, okay? And I'll make sure that I give them the right information. So where does that leave us? So what do we have to do? Well, here we have 5-year-olds. 58% of all 5-year-olds, if you give them a computer and give them a game and say, play this, they can do it without any assistance. However, those same 5-year-olds, only 9% of them can tie their own shoes. That's the sign of the times that we live in, because, you know, whether you want to realize this or not, or admit this or not, kids' brains have changed. And they operate much differently now than they did 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and in the future they will as well. So we need to prepare them for a world that we don't necessarily know what's going to look like all the way. Now, how many of you knew this? More people own a mobile device than own a toothbrush in the world. Of the global population will have a supercomputer in their pockets by 2023. They will have a smartphone in their pocket, and that will be their laptop or their tablet, and they will carry that with you. And if you have a child between the ages of 10 and whatever, it's an attachment on their hand, and I think soon they'll just be coming out of the womb with it attached. Because the worst thing that you could ever say to a child is, I want your phone. You know, screaming, yelling, gnashing of teeth, all of that. Yeah, over here. Little girl from in the Olympics, South Korea taking a photo, little selfie with a girl from North Korea. Created an international stir. To them, they're just being teenagers. I mean, that's just what they do, you know. This is a little disturbing to me, and people don't really think about this. With cell phones, you talk about cell phone use. Now, when we talk about cell phones and computers, when you think about it, today, 15% of all traffic on the internet is done through cell phones. Look at that number by the end of 2017, what they estimated. And I think they're estimating it low at 30%. All right, this was a picture on the internet because this little boy wanted a puppy in the worst way. And his dad was, okay, well, if you want the puppy, you're gonna have to train the puppy. So he did what any six-year-old would do. He got on the internet and downloaded a YouTube video about how to train your puppy, and now he's showing the puppy the YouTube video. Because that's the way we learn. If you want to know how to do something, if you would ask your kids, and some of us have kids that are older than others, mine are 30, how to do something, what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to YouTube it and look up directions about how to do it. And they say that over 80% of videos streamed will be the internet traffic that goes on by 2020. So if technology is important for people of all ages, then how is it important today? This is a picture of Theo Kutch last summer, and Theo is JR's son who's, he's 2.5 going on 20. But as long as he has that cell phone, and he doesn't need, you notice there's no adult sitting with Theo. Theo is very much by himself, you know, rocking his own world using the cell phone. The other picture is my mom. And my mom is 86 years old. And we're on vacation. My mom has her iPad in her lap and she's on her cell phone. Because last Christmas, she had to get a smartphone. So she is actually, you know, she's doing Facebook down here and her email here. She's 86. It doesn't matter, folks. That's the world we live in today, so how do we prepare kids for it? And that's what we have to consider what we're doing. So what do we look at our future? And I want you to look at that picture that's up in the top, and it says, my genius is. So how can we help every child find and develop their own talents and abilities? Because it is going to be very much a personalized world where children are going to need to take responsibility for their own learning. What do you want to learn? So we are going to look at all of those different types of things. And, you know, we do have technology, but technology is a piece of it. It is not all of it. Just because I put a computer in front of you doesn't necessarily mean you're going to learn more, you're going to become smarter. It's what you do with it that makes all the difference. First of all, we believe in every student. I want you to look at these faces of these kids here from homecoming. Look at the potential in those faces of what they're going to do as they move forward. And none of them are the same. They are all very different children with different dreams. And it's up to us to help make those dreams become reality. Our kids come to us from all different walks of life. And as a school district, we must prepare them for what comes afterwards. Collaboration. We strongly believe that we are stronger together than we are separately. In our district, teachers do not work in isolation. They work together. And that's not up for interpretation. And I have teachers in this room and they're going to tell you that. It's an expectation. You have to work together. Two heads are better than one. Three heads are better than two. And we firmly believe that. And I believe that, you know, in the decisions I make, I don't make decisions in isolation. I get input from lots of different people before decisions are made. I think that's the way of our world. If you go to the world of work, people do not work in isolation. Now, I'm sure our legislators would like to work in isolation once in a while, but that doesn't work either. It's collectively, it goes on. Any type of groups that you have, this would happen. We base everything that we have on data. You saw a very small segment of the data that's collected in this district, and we collect it at an ongoing basis. Because only by doing that can we make sure that, first of all, there is a rationale for why we move forward, but also that it is cost effective. Because we do know in the end that we do have to be responsible to our public. And all of you that work for those types of agencies understand that probably more than others. We do need to understand, though, that technology is integral to learning. Every job that we have today, I don't think that you could look to anything that anyone does and not say that technology does not have some type of impact on what you do. And so it is important that we integrate this into all of our children's lives. But being a digital citizen does come with responsibilities. And so it's also up to us to teach those types of responsibilities. Just because you can get on the internet doesn't necessarily mean that's it. There are responsibilities that come with using it as well. So what do I want to leave you with today? I want to leave you with this. We're a strong district. We're a strong community. And together, I think that we can do anything. But it's that togetherness that will get us far. You need to believe in our kids, please. And not just believe in the best and the brightest, but believe in every single child. Because you never know who the next David Johnson is going to be, the next Taylor Weavers. You never know who's going to come from. We have so many different children that come. I think about how many kids still work for us in this district that went through the district. How many of our Clinton High School graduates still live in this community? I would dare say that there are several of you in this room today that graduated from Clinton Schools. And so for us to prepare for the future, you need to believe in that strength of who we are. Because we're strong, we are Clinton. So thank you for your attention today.